Morning.
Morning, Mark. Do you know what? I feel like I'm talking to royalty. Mark, right, I'm honoured because I've watched every single programme of The Hotel and absolutely loved it. And for a long time, our producer Barry has desperately tried to get you on the show and finally you're here. I want to go right back to the beginning, right, Mark? How did they know that you're all going to be so entertaining?
Well, they went round apparently and they'd spoken to about 400 hotels. And then one day they literally sort of phoned me up. And that was it, you know? I mean, I didn't volunteer. I never volunteered for anything.
Do you? Is there anything you regret being shown on the hotel? For example, the Indian night and the sausages?
No, not at all. I mean, the Indian night was brilliant because, you know, I mean, we sort of deliberately invited sort of quite a lot of sort of Indian community guests. And they had a fantastic night. And in reality, I did the amount of instant repeat bookings and functions and that I got from that night was amazing because they took it in the spirit in which it was intended.
Just for anyone who didn't see the programme, that episode, you put on some makeup to look make yourself look more Indian, and the outfit was supposed to be traditional Indian dress, wasn't it?
Well, it was all they had. I mean, when I first phoned the fancy dress shop, they were talking about giving me a red Indian outfit with feathers. So at least what I had was something near to it.
So last week, Mark, you fell out with Christian. Has your relationship been rebuilt?
No. Definitely not.
Are you at all upset by that?
No. No, Chris just didn't work in the end with Christian. He really was a nightmare.
I've got to say, my girlfriend and I, we watch it week in, week out, and we feel your frustrations towards him.
Well, it's you know, what you saw on Sunday, you know, what was, you know, well, it's all real. I mean, everything is real. But what you saw Sunday was, you know, was it.
Why haven't you fired Alison? Because she seems to do nothing but berate you during the TV show.
One of the reasons I haven't fired her is I'm too scared to, if I'm honest. I mean, would you fire her?
No, I reckon she could put you on the floor.
Exactly. You know, Christian, when he sort of said, I'll give you a month's notice, and I instantly turned it around and said, you only need to give me a week and I'll pay you in lieu, in other words, go now.
Yeah.
You know, I was quite happy saying that to Christian, but imagine saying that to Alison, you know? So, no, Alison's great. I mean, you know, despite how she comes across on the TV, her heart is in the right place, you know, even if her mouth isn't.
But do you know what? One quick question. Foxy mentioned the sausages earlier. Did you really think it would be okay to try and get... well, you kept on referring to poor people. I think that was one of the things that people didn't quite get.
The upgrade absolutely worked. People were more than happy to pay £4 for the upgrade. People are happy to pay for a premium sausage. It was really good. It was a money spinner.
Do you know what?
Of course, people want to mix with the posh people. If you're a poor person, you know, wherever you go, I had to go somewhere yesterday. I went on a train, okay? And you've got first class and second class. Nobody thinks it's wrong that you pay a little bit more money and get a little bit more. And the first class carriage isn't full of rich people. There's lots of people who aren't rich that just pay a little bit extra to have something a little bit nicer.
Okay, so in your current circumstances, would you be eating the premium sausages or would you be a poor person?
Well, I travelled first class yesterday, but only because I don't like travelling with poor people.
Oh, Mark!
But that doesn't mean I'm not poor.
Right, okay.
You are TV gold, Mark.
Mark, you are. Do you know what? You've become a loved treasure of the British television. I tell you, it's been an absolute pleasure speaking to you this morning, mate, and hopefully we can speak to you again soon.
Well, whatever happens over the next 2 weeks, the bad news is you probably haven't seen the last of me on the TV.
Right, there we go.
Okay.
Sneaky preview there. Thank you very much, Mark. We appreciate that.
And you're the first people I've ever said that to.
Exclusive.
We feel honoured. Yeah. We feel honoured.
Get that in the national press. Mark, you're a legend, mate. Thank you very much for speaking to us this morning, and all the best.
No, great. Thank you very much.
Cheers, Mark.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cheers, bye.